A riot took place at the U.S. Capitol, and the fallout is happening on social media and resumes. I'm Brian Bandmiller on Business. It was a sight that shocked the country, Americans breaking down barriers and wreaking havoc inside the halls of our nation's capital. People were killed, hundreds were arrested, and now the backlash is moving to the workplace for those involved. A printing company in Maryland saw a photo on Twitter of an employee roaming the halls of the Capitol. That employee was wearing their company badge around his neck, was fired the next day. The CEO of a data analytics firm in Chicago is also out. He had apologized for his role in the riot, but the company cut ties with him. Turns out these companies are well within their rights. According to an Indianapolis-based employment attorney, First Amendment rights protect people from being punished by the government, but private companies can punish whoever they please. Another attorney says this was a riot and a violation of the law that will never be protected, and thanks to social media, participation will not be private. Brian Bandmiller, CBS News.